Now it's officially a show.
Okay, Katy Perry would have been a much better song selection.
I can't get Katy Perry in here. We don't have internet, period. I wanted to open with Kiss.
Lame.
I've had Kiss Strange Ways on the brain all day. I wanted to start with that. But no.
That's still not better than Katy Perry, Hot and Cold.
That song sucks ass.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm willing...
It's my anthem right now.
I am, by the way, pull off the Dead channel.
Why?
It works much better. You don't feel like you're actually...
In a vacuum? Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Amazing. Awesome. It's Will. Tell him to shut up. I'm not in the mood. My head
not
hurts.
Not actually.
Oh.
Ugh.
Who's calling already? It's a bit early.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pot you up and pot this down. What's up, caller?
This is Tom Gavin. How you doing?
Tommy, what's up?
Who's this?
This is John of Papa's Basement. How are you?
Hey, John. What's going on? I had trouble with it yesterday. I already put a red card in for it.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
What's going on?
Not much. Do the robot, Tom.
Robot.
Ah! Thanks, buddy. Take it easy.
Who's that? Who's there with you?
My friend Veronica. You can listen to her right now. I got to go, Tom. It's the show opener. Take care.
Can I talk to her?
No.
Right now?
You can call back later.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Can't say no to Tom Gavin.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Are you the first DJ online or what?
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, have you did your class?
No,
she's just my guest.
Oh, so my,
I'm okay. Like the permanent guest.
Yes.
Like
right.
The 4-year long guest.
She should be on your show sometime. She'll call in, Tom.
Okay.
All right, take
Thanks,
care.
John.
That's radio royalty.
Ah.
That is damn radio royalty. I don't care if you don't know who Tom Gavin is. I do.
I don't.
He used
to
call into Don and Mike. That's all that matters to me.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
That's
it's like
impressive.
Sleeping with the same woman. We're connected by a tenuous, beautiful string like that.
Awesome.
Just Tommy's lovely vocal cords. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. See, had Tommy waited 30 seconds to talk, he would have known who he's talking to.
He called in without knowing?
No, that's why he's asking, who am I talking to?
Oh,
I think he
sorry.
Just was listening to the station and was...
cognitive impairment. You've got to
okay.
just
we'll,
deal with me
we'll
today.
We'll deal with that in a second. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, hosts the two episodes we do of this lovely program every week. They go up Monday and Thursday, hour long. Don't look like you're going to vomit, Veronica.
I'm not. I'm fine.
You look a
Stop.
Little, now that you're infirm, you look a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. You look a little weak,
Thanks.
A little peaked. I'm pulling off these headphones as soon as the song's done, by the way.
I'm a little off, I got to tell you.
It's okay. I'm with Veronica Johnson. I gave your full name. It's okay. You're too
Makes
screwed up in the head to remember
bit.
That I did that. You'll forget it in 2 seconds.
I will.
You're my co-hostess of the day. If you want to get a hold of me, because who wouldn't? You can call in right now, which I wouldn't encourage, because I want to take off these damn broken headphones so I can actually have a normal conversation. Veronica, you should do the same. You should take them off right now. And if you see the call light go up,
but
then we'll put them both back on.
This works for me. This doesn't bother me.
Why? Do both of yours work?
No. Clearly not, since I only have one on.
It creeps the hell out of me. I hate it. I can't. I'm taking it
just
off.
Just do
now.
It. Just do it. Just take
I
it off.
I feel 100
take
times
it off,
better.
John. Just take it off.
Ooh, I see what you did there. You sexualized an act that wasn't sexual. Your rebel brand of comedy. I feel 100 times better.
My rebel brand of comedy.
I can't take that. Whenever one channel's dead and the other isn't. If people, I don't know if they know what I'm talking about or not. You ever had headphones and you beat them up a little bit and one of them goes dead but the other works?
Drives me crazy.
It completely discombobulates you, for lack of a
Discombobulates you.
You're out of sorts. I can't take it.
You should say that with a British accent.
You could discombobulate.
Yes. That's better.
Thank you. I tried. But yeah, you want me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. Veronica only has a Facebook page because she is from 2006.
Yes, I am.
You also got the show's website. I'm sorry. The show's Facebook page is facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Go there and you can stalk her through that. She makes you work for it a little, but that's only so she knows that you're serious about wanting to kill her and then wear her skin.
That's really creepy.
So Facebook.com/Papa's Basement and kill my co-hostess.
Does Doug have some ulterior motives?
Doug? I don't think Doug would kill you.
I hope not.
I think it'd be like one of the people I barely know
creepy.
That would kill you.
Creepy.
It's always the one you don't suspect, right?
Exactly,
it wasn't like
which is
John
why I
Lennon
Doug.
Was best buddies with Mark David Chapman. That was just like some psycho who beat off to Catcher of the Rye and the White Album 15 times mm-hmm. a day, mm-hmm. and then took him out. That's how that history lesson goes.
Yep.
You know, normally I would give you S for this completely quiet, low-energy demeanor of yours, but you've got an excuse today.
Oh, my God, we're 30 seconds in. Cut me some slack.
You've got an excuse today. I'm putting it out there why you have an excuse.
Okay, I have an excuse every weekend because this does not pay my bills, and I have a boss out there who I do not need to take something out of context that I say here, which is why I may not be as funny as I am
when you insult his race and creed.
Yes,
you're decent off air. We had a fun little commute over.
We did, but I feel like I can't go there to that extreme here because I have a real big
person job. Nobody listens except people in my world. It's okay.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised. A lot of people in my world have started listening. So
why?
I just got to keep it a little
clean. I mean, I know I'm good, but really that good?
Maybe I'm that good.
Oh, S, son. That's how I'd react if black, but I'm not. So I'll just go, oh my, as a white man.
Yes.
Veronica, you're concussed.
I am.
You are wounded.
It's
you're like
weird.
Sid the Kid.
It's the weirdest injury ever. Because it's
Michael
completely...
Vick. I'm trying to think of other proud athletes you joined the pantheon of.
All of them? They've all had a concussion at some
That's
point.
The Come thing on. Lately. You got to yeah. emote, by the way. Now that the headphones are off, I realize we are quiet little church mice on this show.
Are we?
Emote, yeah.
But it doesn't pick up like that on the mics. It's different.
I think I probably
okay,
am
Okay, if you emote anymore, my
loud.
Head's going to spin.
Compared
you
to
you. Are so loud today.
It's because I have a beautiful voice.
Even in the car, you're at like a 10 for you.
And
I'm
sorry.
At a very solid 2.
I'm sorry. Even though this show represents a bump in between getting to play with my Wii, my kittens, and nonstop viewings of Entourage and junk food consumption.
Entourage. You know how I
we'll
feel
get to
about
that in a bit. That great show, which I discovered roughly 4 days ago.
That's oh my! It's done. They wrapped it.
That's the best part. I get to crush it all in the span of a week.
10 years.
I was the cool guy that watched Sopranos and not Entourage. I was too
good
for Entourage.
Yeah, Sopranos. After that one ended too.
And I will be fair with you. Entourage is a dumb show, but I love it.
It's just good. It's just
it's enjoyable.
Yeah,
it's a dumb show.
Yeah, it's like Sex in the City for dudes.
I watched Sex in the City.
Yeah, you know, I watched
saw
the second
all
one.
Of them.
I watched the second one last night.
But
and
the
it
movie?
Me. Yeah.
No, the movies are crap.
They were bugging the crap out of me last night. I wanted to punch Carrie in the face. She's a
the movies are horrible.
Biatch.
They.
Anyways, I digress.
Sex in the City has ruined so many women's lives. I'm digressing too.
You think why?
I'll tell you why right now. Because it's put this kernel of B F and S. That was a lot of words that weren't words.
Yeah.
It has put this kernel of total crap in so many women, like
what,
their
though?
Late 30s, early 40s, that there's a dude who's going to fight for them at that advanced age. There isn't. Chicks need to get off their asses and get married fairly early if they want to get it done.
Thanks.
You
I'm
need
gonna
to
go
get hitched.
Slit my throat now.
I said get a man.
Really?
Suicide is the option when you hit 35. Yeah, why?
Oh, my God.
Why? Okay. Look at it from
I'm
a guy's
punch you in the face.
Point of view. When watching that show, why would you be fighting for any of these old hens? Maybe Carrie, because you want to screw her because of her fame or whatever in the context of the show. And Charlotte looked pretty decent, but like cute, not sexy.
Charlotte got married on the show. So did Miranda.
Miranda.
In their 30s.
Dave Foley in a red wig, as Don Geronimo used to call her. I'll keep up the D&M references. She married a dude who, honestly, I'll put it this way. They're the same age, right? Steve, right? The little ass Steve.
I don't know.
He's like, Randa. He talked like an idiot. He had those glasses and they had the dumb little kid together.
Yeah.
It was Steve.
Yeah, it's Steve.
I remember things. Okay. Steve, once he got his crap together and wanted to marry, because she was, what, 36, 37 when they got hitched on that show?
I don't know.
Somewhere
I
in that. A dude at that point who wants to get married, he's just going to go 10 years younger.
Why? Not necessarily.
Because marrying a girl who's like 37, it's buying a Hyundai with 98,000 miles
John,
on
that
it.
John, that is such crap. Look at You've Bethany Frankel. She got married at that age and had a kid.
It was a total sham marriage.
It
was
you
a
know
total
her personally?
Sham
you know them?
Marriage.
You know them personally?
I've heard the words of the
Watching
husband
Watching every
since.
Episode of Bethany Ever After does not count.
I haven't touched the crap.
Really? Because he's still wearing the wedding ring.
He has said simply, she married me. So she could, like, have a kid that wasn't a royal bastard?
You don't think he's saying that out of hurt and anger right now?
I honestly,
I don't believe that
I believe
for a second.
Women when they're kind of closing in on the end of their reproductive ability and they don't have a kid to their name, it's like someone better put some spackle up in this fast.
I don't think that's the case with them, because I don't think she ever planned to have kids. It was kind of a, hey, surprise.
That is what someone who doesn't respect their subconscious governing their actions says.
Oh,
geez. Oh, it was an accident.
This is
now,
way too deep
I've
in my head.
I've sculpted
today.
My entire life around this accident being able to happen, but it was an accident. It's the same way me saying it's an accident that I got off the porn later today, even though I have internet, I have a lock on my door, I got tissues up in there, lube all over the place, but it was an accident. This magical act occurred.
How do you know that she plotted and planned for this accident to
occur? I don't
occur?
Think she, like, actively mentally planned for everything.
Because she probably didn't
it,
expect that it
it's
could.
It's a confluence of factors of, like, I'm going to find myself a man. I want to get married. So she's putting dick in her life, and that's how you have babies. I'm sorry you had to hear that from me.
Okay, you're going to have to say that again. What?
She's fighting to get a dude in her life. Fighting
or
to get the ring.
She just wants to be married.
Okay,
and
what
because
is
that's
marriage
what single people
if
do,
not really
they
like...
Wait, so once I get to be 38, or once the woman's to be 38, she's not supposed
36.
To date?
No, she can.
No, but that's not what you just said.
Well, I said
she's,
don't
oh,
like...
Oh, so if she is dating
I like
somebody...
I pissed off. Go on.
Oh, you've totally got me pissed
Good.
Off. So if she is dating someone at 36, her only... obvious intention is to have kids.
I would assume.
Are
I would
you
think...
fucking kidding me? Sorry. Are you kidding me? So what happens when you turn 50 and your husband dies?
Oh, at that point, it's just loneliness. Your
okay,
eggs
so
are gone.
It's just 36. That's the cutoff age.
I would say 40 once the
you
eggs go
bad. You are so ridiculous.
I'm not.
I want to throw
biology.
My phone at you right now. No, you're full of crap.
You really don't
so
have
what
like
happens
entire...
When, what happens when a guy hits 36?
He doesn't care.
He, oh, so there's no
like
there's 80. No guy out there who wants to have kids.
Oh, some do. I do. I would like to have the money.
But when
and
you
the
hit
position.
36, the only reason you would date is to have kids then.
No. Yeah, I was saying this for a woman, not a man.
Why? My, why the double standard? Why is it
because
different? Why is there any
eggs are
at all?
Dead at 40.
What if
a guy
I don't
blasts
have
him
kids?
Out of the park until he's in his deathbed?
You
haven't you ever watched King of the Hill?
You are
Hank's
no.
dad.
I haven't because that show is stupid.
A kid, I'll let that slide, that's younger than Bobby Hill. G.H., good Hank. You should watch an episode.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to because of this conversation. I don't ever want to watch it again because of you.
It is literally the best cartoon they ever made.
No, I've watched it and I actually don't mind it. But I mind you right now because you're making me angry.
I'm just putting it out there that I think women, if they even entertain the thought of like a kid and family and stuff like that, really need to make it a priority. And too much of Sex in the City was like, you know what? You can screw around with your friends and you can bang around
no,
and jacket the shoes all
the
day.
Show?
I've watched like
one,
almost every episode.
The one character who it was a priority for, she did make it a priority. And that was Charlotte. Samantha never wanted it. Carrie was always
yeah,
on the fence,
and look at
and
Charlotte.
Samantha, it happened.
She has a nice fat Jewish husband and a little China baby.
Who she didn't marry until she was like 37 on the show. Because Trey couldn't get it up.
Which one was Trey?
Her first husband. Do you even watch the show?
Oh, is
or
that
are
the
you
Scotsman? Is that
off?
Kyle MacLachlan?
Yes.
Is that Paul Atreides?
Do you even watch the show?
I've seen like all of them. I
Bull,
swear to Christ.
Because you make no sense in your argument
because
right
he was,
now.
No, I'm
no,
saying.
No, you don't. Because she's the only character who wanted that. She's the only character who made it. And she did make it a priority. So you're your theory just totally
no,
doesn't make any sense.
No, you're proving my
all.
Theory. She
no,
fought
I'm not.
Like crazy for it. And even then, it took
yeah.
her forever
so
for it to happen.
So how is it? How
and that
is
was
it
in the
getting,
confines of a show.
So how
where it
is
had
it getting
happen.
Other women?
Don't
how
do
is
the
it?
Little black girl head swivel at me with
I'm
your finger
not.
In the air.
No. So, but what you're saying is it's giving women this false ideal that they don't have to make it a priority. But in the show, the one who did want it made it a priority. So how
yeah.
does that make any sense at all?
It shows that
I
even
know
by
I have
making,
a concussion, but help me
making
out
it
here,
priority
John.
Doesn't even guarantee it's going to happen.
But
and the
she
other,
did make it a priority, and it did happen. And that's not
okay,
what you said
nice.
Earlier.
No, I'm saying make it a priority so it could happen. The
how do you know
three,
that women don't make it a priority?
The other three backed into relationships, if I recall.
How did
and
they
that's
back into it? Carrie dated Big
implausible.
For 10 years.
Yeah. Big's a rich, powerful guy. He's not going to settle for that pile of horse meat in the end.
But he did. They
that
got horse married. Meat
but that's on the movie. In real life, that's
no,
not how it works.
The last episode was him saying, Carrie, you're the one.
There's
in
no
Paris,
one for a
on
guy
the
like
bridge.
That. For a Pahoon hound like that, man. He's not going to settle down.
But he
horse
did.
Face.
The character did.
But that's a character. It's not real life. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so Donald Trump
is on his third wife, who's like 50 years younger than him at this point.
Oh my God.
Every one that he gets, they get a new
Harry's
face.
Harry's younger than Big.
Big fake jugs by like 5 years.
No, by way more than that. They actually never even say his age on the show.
Chris Noth, let's just assume he's 55. She's like 42.
That's not the age she played in the show.
What?
That's not the age she played in the show. She was like 15 years younger.
Oh, she played like a 28-year-old or something like that.
She was
something
the youngest out of all of them.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Is that the make-believe?
Sure. That's the character. That's the show.
They could have had one of those blue things from Avatar walking around, and that would have been more believable than her being in her early 30s. Really? They wanted us
when
to eat
when the show
that
started,
S
yes,
sandwich.
They were all in their early to mid-30s, except Samantha. Samantha's older. Samantha's same age as Big.
Samantha, that dirty old coug. See, Samantha, the only realistic character out of all of that. She screws around, gets used like a pump, and she's old, so no one settles down with her. You would think
that's the only realistic character.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's the only kind of woman that you go
getting
after.
Getting pap smeared around town.
Because that's the only kind of woman you want, John.
No, that's yes. not the kind of woman that anyone
really?
Wants for long term.
Because you were talking about banging married women earlier.
Yeah, they're great. But that's like saying, you know, I enjoy a good nutritious meal, but if you put Pop-Tarts in front of me and a can of Mr. Pibb, I'm going to eat that too. It's all delicious. I know what's good for me. Don't just stare at me.
I've checked out.
You do your weird off-center thing where your head tilts like at a 30-degree angle and it puts your one eye like straight above your mouth and you look like a cyclops. And it creeps the living hell out
it's
of me.
It's because this is in the way.
I guess so. The mic
All right,
does
can we get
block.
Back to the show topics before I start throwing things at you?
Well, I
and
guess
your
the,
unfounded theories.
There's nothing unfounded about that.
Yeah, there is. Your opinion is crap.
When do you think women aren't able to poop out kids anymore?
42, 45. It's been known to happen later.
It's
not
been
ideal,
known to happen.
But it can happen.
That's like me saying it's been known for guys
Dude,
that look like me to marry
go
a model.
Go on WebMD. Google it. Look for something.
Well, now
it's,
they
it's
pump
possible.
You full of hormones and crap. Do you want to do that? Do you want to be like a 65-year-old mom?
No. I want to get it done and out of the way. It is a priority for me.
There you go.
I never said it wasn't.
I'm going to just claim that you proved everything. I don't know if you
I
did
absolutely
or didn't.
Have not.
You've proved it all.
No, your theory
then you're the exception
was
that
Sex and the City
the
gave
know.
Women the idea that they didn't need to make it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you said.
Yeah, and I believe that.
No, because I know that it needs to be a priority. I'm not looking
you're
at that
smart.
Show.
You saw through
I'm not
it
looking
then.
At that show and saying, I can be like them.
I'm not
I
saying everyone that watches Pulp
and
Fiction
and
is going to start doing smack
but that's what you
and
said,
listening
John.
To surf rock.
That is what you said, and it's not true.
Not everyone, some of them. I'm just saying there are
think,
girls out there that watch
off.
That. And they're
I
like, you know
off.
What? I'm going to dick around with my friends till I'm 35, 40. And then I'm going to think, hey, what the hell? Let's get a husband. You know what? No one wants the 40-year-old.
That is so not true.
No guy who's like
nope.
trying to make a
you know
family,
why?
Because
there's always a 50-year-old who wants the 40-year-old.
The 50-year-old wants the 25-year-old,
nope,
just like me.
Not true. Because they don't want to deal with the baby drama.
Baby
drama
is like 18-year-olds.
No, it's not.
25,
have you
26,
dated a 25-year-old recently? Go date
yes,
a 25-year-old.
I just did. She was a psychopath, but
thank
she had
you.
Issues.
She had issues. She had issues and she was a psychopath.
She'll
because
have issues
why?
At 30, though.
Because she's 25
have,
years old. She has no idea what she wants.
Now.
So what would a 50-year-old want to do with that?
Screw her hot young body?
And then be done with her.
No, you might have an accident and then you're stuck with her for a long, long time.
There's somebody that I could have dated
okay.
in my life who is in his 50s.
Probably should have
and
done
I
that.
And I would have. If he wanted kids, if he would have had one kid, I would have been on board. But I even had the conversation with him. He didn't want to date anybody in their 20s because he didn't want to deal with the drama.
See, I think that's getting so old, you really forget where
it's
the drama
actually
ends.
Not that old.
No, it isn't.
He's not that old.
My mom's almost 70. People
yeah.
live. We're not in the 1400s.
Exactly.
You're not going to be buried at 38. But I think women kind of grow out of most or all their nuttiness. By 30, I would
I
safely
think
30 say by 30
is when things kind of start to turn.
28, I think, is not the worst gamble.
I think 28.
I'm starting to jack my numbers up a little bit
because
I used to
think
26
start,
and beyond was fairly sane, but that's a little.
I didn't want to start thinking about getting married or having that kind of in my 5-year plan, if you will, until I turned 26. When I turned 26, I hit a point where I was like, okay, I could consider this. I could see myself.
That's
doing
not a
this.
Bad point to start.
Yeah,
I think it might be a touch late.
Why?
Because
every
know,
person that, well, not every the, person, the bait, most of the
bait
people
doesn't get
I
any
know,
pressure.
Most of the people that I know who got married 25 or younger are now divorced.
Yeah, they're dumb. I'll
Why
say
would I want to do that? I've lived through one. I don't want to live through another. Why would I set myself up for that?
You've been divorced?
No, I've watched my mom and dad get divorced. Why would I want to? Why would I want to go into a marriage knowing or thinking that
what
could
age were they
happen?
Hitched? I always forget.
19
this.
And 21.
Oh my
no,
god!
No, thank you. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's horrible. Even
I have
for
changed
that
so
state
much.
You're from.
I know, right? I have changed so much personally from the time I was 20 to 25 to 30. I could not imagine making that decision at 25 years old.
I want to know why our levels are flat, and this is recording distorted as hell on the MP3. This recording over here on the WAV file better be a lot cleaner than what's going on this goddamn MP3.
Uh-oh.
This thing is plateauing left and right.
You know, wow. Nobody listening has any idea what you're talking about, right?
I'm looking at a recording right now, and it should have nice little crisp peaks mm-hmm. where things go up, and instead it looks like a mountaintop
it's
that was
jumping.
Dynamited. Because for whatever reason, someone set some sort of limits on this, but it's okay.
That's fun.
We're going to use this recording. I hope to effing God that it works. Because if not, this MP3 is going to sound like dog ass.
Uh-oh. Well, if you're listening live, you're who counts. And you're hearing it rhyme.
Yeah, exactly. Our numbers for the ratings books.
Exactly.
That's how we get our paychecks.
We get paychecks?
I don't know.
Do you get a paycheck?
You're talking about 40-year-old women getting married, so I'm going to talk to pretend or talk
you,
about pretend right back.
Have
you
been holding out on me for like 4 years?
That would be hilarious. I get no paycheck. I pay them.
You are so buying me
I
something.
I pay station fees. I bought you like something from the vending
no.
machine, didn't I?
Oh my God. Seriously?
You had one of my snack
no,
cookies.
No, actually you didn't. I went to my car and I got the change. Thanks. No, I didn't have one of your snack cookies.
Really?
No, I didn't.
I think you're just concussed.
Who has the concussion?
Forgetting.
That is not nice. My head hurts.
It's okay. I'm not going to keep you around forever. You got 30 minutes, then you're home
Would
free.
Would you stop looking at the clock?
I can't help it. It's like,
it's your show.
Yeah,
you
and I
love
doing
being
it.
Here.
It's the same way you can
so
love your children,
you
but you don't want to be
clock?
Around them all that much. Like, I care about them because nothing good is easy.
But you only do it like once a week.
Yeah.
This
but,
should be that cuddle moment with your babies and you just want to lay there forever.
No, because then the baby craps itself and you need to get away. I look at this show like banging your woman right. It's a lot of effort, and I like bragging about it after the fact if I did a good job, but it's not particularly pleasurable in the moment because you endured way
it's
longer
not in,
than
it's not
you wanted to.
Pleasurable?
Well, no, pleasurable is just
you
having
a like
conversation that's like 3 minutes and being funny. It's the same way, like, if I had sex my way, I would try to get off as fast as possible.
Really?
Yeah, why would you want to?
Thank God I don't date guys like you. Ugh.
Well, no, I don't want girls reacting like you. So then I gird up and I go for it a really long time. And then I'm like, wow.
It doesn't have to be just the act that takes a long time. There are other things that you can do.
I do all that junk, too.
No, you don't. I don't think you do half of what I do.
I'm a very foreplay-y fellow.
Foreplay is for amateurs.
Really? Oh, then what? Well, okay, what
no,
can
no,
you
no.
do in
wait,
bed
no,
that's
no,
not
no.
foreplay
wait,
or
wait,
sex?
Wait. I told you that
he,
you are not
does he
allowed
play
to
the
let
violin
me
for you?
Talk. Nope. Just stop it.
Well, no. Now I'm just curious. We can talk like
I'm
in
not
hypotheticals.
Talking about this.
And
this not,
isn't.
My head is not clear enough to filter what I say. I'm not talking
I'll
about this.
I'll edit for you. This
nope.
is not talking about
nope.
you. You
nope.
simply said there are things
nope.
that take place in bed that aren't foreplay or actual
nope.
intercourse. I kind of, what, taking off your socks? Is that
I'm
what
not,
fancy European
I'm
stuff
not
you're into?
I'm not this anymore.
Come on.
I'm
add,
not.
Add
I'm
something.
Not. John, I'm not. Just,
I'm genuinely, just what were you
so,
referencing?
So when I fell at the gym.
Like watching
it
DVDs
hit my head.
Together? You're getting
I'm
texted.
Not. I'm not.
You're getting texted. Does the person
yes,
texting you want to know what the hell you're talking
you
about?
You need to answer the phone in like 2.3 seconds.
Why? Is Will calling?
Will is calling. Yeah. He says we sound like an old married couple. Boo hoo.
That's fine. That's
whatever,
what
whatever, Will. You're not here, so you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, Will. I don't know why Will copped out actually today.
Because his water heater has to be replaced.
That's right.
Now who's the old married man?
I just don't remember stuff.
And I'm the one with the concussion.
Which you still really haven't told me, or at least the people on air, how you got that.
What happened? I fell at the gym and I smacked my head against the floor in the locker room, and it really
how
hurt.
Like. If you're coordinated enough to use a gym machine and to drive
yourself
over there.
I wasn't in the machine. I was in the locker room.
That's what I'm saying. How do you fall in a locker room? Did, like, one of the Mexican janitors rape you?
What?
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 Did you get a mop stick to the skull? Is that what happened?
No, the floor was wet. I've slipped.
I've walked on wet floors before.
Well, I happened to slip on it this time.
Were you barefoot? Were you in sneakers?
Yes, obviously.
Well, I don't know what obvious is in this situation. I've never slipped and fallen. Like
an old cripple. You've never slipped and fallen in your entire life?
Not on a level surface, no.
Well, I have
Maybe I possess cat-like reflexes. I don't know. But what exactly? So you're just walking. Where in the
I was like walking into the shower area.
Okay.
And I slipped. Like the floor
just on the tile.
Wet. Yeah. And I fell back and I smacked my head against
the
tile floor.
The worst that's ever happened to me in that scenario is I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, like movie falling and you kind of wave your arms around. Like you're trying to fly for a second.
Well, I had my and then hands I catch myself. Full of stuff. Like my gym bag and everything. And so I had my hands.
So you're walking naked into the shower with a gym bag.
I was I'm not giving you details. Would you stop?
I'm not asking about the curvature of your ass or something. I'm asking, you're walking through the locker room holding a gym bag.
Yeah, I was walking.
What are you wearing
that
you're barefoot?
I was wearing a towel.
A towel? Was there a second towel around your head, like the beehive look?
No. Would you stop? So anyways, I fell and I like totally knocked the sense out of me. I just kind of sat there and I was stunned for a little bit. And the girl.
Was it like falling forward or was it
completely
old lady
like
on your
back,
ass?
Like slipped backwards.
Wow.
And the girl, I was in one of the shower areas and there was a girl in the other one. And there was another girl.
If it weren't
Jackie
for Sex in the
hair.
City, you'd be married by now and some man would be taking care of you.
I hate you.
Instead, you've let Miranda ruin your life, play you like a damn fiddle.
I'm not talking anymore.
Just following the Pied Piper down to the trail of your ruin. So you fell, and you've hurt yourself.
I hate you. Yes, so I fell, I hurt myself. But it didn't hurt right away. I was
what
fine.
Time in the day was this? Was it like a crowded room
this
or
was,
what?
This was 8 o'clock in the morning.
So it's probably, well, 8 o'clock, I think a lot of people are at work, but you're still getting.
I was getting ready to go to work. Okay. I work out in the mornings in the gym in my building, in my work building.
So did everyone there just like stop and start laughing or was it
no,
really?
No, I was in the shower area. Like there's like the shower where the shower is. And then there's like the dry area. You keep all your stuff. So
I call that the place where the men with mustaches lick their lips at me.
You're disgusting.
Oh, okay.
You poor, poor child. Now I know what's wrong with you. Anyways, no, so the door was closed, no one could come in, but I like obviously both of the girls that were in there with me heard and they were like, "Are you okay?" And I kind of waited a second to respond. And Jackie was
like,
"Oh my god, are you okay?"
Meaty crunch sound of skull on pavement.
I don't know.
A lot of people give me crap for being a horrible human being because I make dick jokes or whatever, and I really don't get what I do here that's all that offensive. But there are two noises I enjoy that probably really do mean I'm a crappy person. One of them is the sound of car hitting car.
Ugh.
That like quick plastic giving away and maybe you get like glass even, just that
you
meaty
like
crunch. As long as it's not involved, like me involved. Like if it's someone in front of me and I just hear it crack, crack, I will laugh hysterically. There's something about that noise that just sets me off. And the other thing that blows my mind is when skull hits pavement. And it's just, it sounds like a bowling ball being dropped on concrete. Like there's something, like, you know something bad happened when you hear that noise. Those are the two things that I laugh at that I really shouldn't, but I love them both. So I'm asking you.
I can't even.
Don't look at me that way.
That.
Did you give off that, I guess that meaty crunch.
I don't know.
That's why people will react viscerally. Because like in our caveman days, we knew hearing one of our tribesmen hit the dirt like that meant
bad.
The mammoth might have gotten away, but we're still going to eat tonight.
Oh, my God. That is so gross. I can't believe you just said that.
Well, that's what got us here all these millions of years later. It's evolution.
You're disgusting. And I don't know if it made that noise. I hope not. But
I'm sure it did. If you
the girl
concussed.
Was like, do we need to call 911? I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Did you drive yourself to work and everything or you went
to
the doctor's?
Yeah, it didn't. My head, like my elbow kind of hurt a little bit. But my head didn't
my
start hurting.
My elbow feel funny.
My elbow hurts.
My elbow feels
Stop
strange.
It.
Sorry, it's from American Dad.
Stop
Great
it.
Reference.
Two
people caught it, one of them being Will, and we're laughing hysterically right now.
Is he here?
No, he's not here.
You keep looking.
Literally, that was just a line I used to repeat with Will and my ex. So I don't know.
Random. Thanks for that. No, it didn't start hurting until about 9 hours later. I was driving home from work and this headache set in and I just got really dizzy.
Did you start
really
barfing
weird.
Everywhere? And it was
no,
like blood and
but
teeth.
I've been like nauseous ever since that night.
Wow. Wow.
So I went to the gym the next day because I was like, I just have a headache.
Dullard.
No, I was like, this is just a headache. I'm fine. And then I was on the...
You really didn't put two and two together? Like massive head trauma and nausea might be a concussion?
I was texting one of my EMT friends and he told me that it
was
probably...
One of your men's, you mean?
No, not one of my men's. This is my friend's husband. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. And he told me I probably had a concussion. I should go to the emergency room. And I was like, no, I'm fine. So I took some time and I went to bed. I woke up and I still had a headache and I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm fine. I do not have a concussion. And I went to the gym.
I'm just picturing you waking up with 8-ball hematomas.
Thanks
just
for that.
Blood red eyes.
No. Okay. I did legs. I did a little bit of cardio and I was way too dizzy for the treadmill. So I got off and I got ready and I went to work and I was telling my boss about what happened. I was talking to one of the guys who works out.
You really are chatty, Kathy, with this concussion. It's good for your radio career.
Whatever.
I need to lead pipe your skull once a week.
Keep it
freshened up like
a
cup of coffee.
You're such a jerk. Anyways, I was
sorry
to the
that
ER.
I like good radio.
Fine. I went to the ER, concussion done. And now it just hurts.
And this took place when?
Wednesday morning. I went to the ER.
And Valentine's Day was Thursday.
Thursday is when I went to the ER.
So which man or men nursed you back to health? You and your
None.
Samantha Sex in the City.
None,
I'm
I
sorry,
the
SATC lifestyle, as we girls call it on the website.
You act like I'm such a hoe.
Not a hoe. I think you rotate like every 4 to 6 months. That's not particularly
But I
hoe-y.
Don't. Not in the last year.
Not what?
I said not in the last year.
Okay. So you've been with one guy for a year.
It was been then, on and off.
Then he should have been by your side for this.
Why?
He should have been there singing Pretenders, I'll Stand By You.
That would have been so nice, but that's not him.
Really? He can't do a good Chrissy Hynde?
No way. He actually probably could. I told you I'm not talking
He's
about
a castrati?
This. I hate you. I don't know who that is. Never mind.
But see, the concussion let you play along. The slowness brought on by the concussion actually got you playing along with the bits.
I feel like I have to like really focus on what you're saying.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
I'm very blown away. I think this is your best performance ever.
No,
I really am just going to start
a year ago was the best
icing your driveway.
Ever.
So when's the last time you did anything with this guy date-wise? I'm not even going to ask sex-wise because I know it was 3 weeks ago when you called me over to tape it. But when is
You're
the last
disgusting.
Time you hung out with the guy?
Like 2 weeks ago? No, we can have
And you
ago.
Bashed your skull and he wasn't hanging out with you. Because like I would... As a man.
Actually, he was at work. He couldn't. He was at work. And he didn't know about it.
Where does he work?
Him. We got into an argument, and I didn't want to tell him what happened.
Uzbekistan? Doesn't work end at some point? And you go to the house of someone. I'm going to assume you two have had grown-up adult sex.
Obviously.
If someone I'm screwing is injured like that, I'll come by. Even if it's just to bang some wounded prey. Like, even for the most selfish reasons.
I didn't tell him that it happened when it happened. I didn't tell him until the night of Valentine's Day that it happened.
So you rush right over with
he was at
chocolates
work.
And crap. Till when?
He works. He's an EMT as well. It's a 24-hour shift.
So he was working Valentine's Day?
Yes.
How long?
Let's not talk
all of Valentine's. I'm not asking for names. I'm just picturing Michael Clark Duncan in a nice blue polo shirt.
What?
I know your
yeah,
type.
Yeah, that's my type.
I know your type. Overweight. Really tall black male.
Really short black male.
Michael Clark Duncan's massive. What are
He's
you talking
dead.
About?
He's dead.
He's shrinking with age. I'll
oh
give
my
you
God.
That.
This one is about to blow.
Just take it off. Ugh. It's easy. I'm only going to put the damn thing back on when we do the outro.
All right, fine. It's off.
Doesn't this feel 100% better?
No,
it gives
it
a weird
like
conversational
feel. Another...
I know.
It's just a weird conversation.
It's very strange.
It is.
It's like doing the weather without that monitor behind you.
Yeah.
To see that you're in the proper place in front of the green screen.
Yeah,
you're just literally
it,
moving your hands.
How do we know if something happens to the sound? We
won't
No, know.
We don't. We
oh,
just
my gosh.
Are literally recording.
Weird.
And if the sound is S, which it really looks like it is, and I don't even think it's recording over here because, God forbid, a recorder work. Yeah, we're not screwed. The listener's screwed. We did a show.
You poor listener.
I put up an MP3. I get my content credit. I don't care. Our volume's awesome. Gone down since, too. Now that I've become aware that the recording's failing us.
Uh-oh.
No, it's okay. I won't rant. I just think it's very sinister. So he worked till when, and he learned of your concussion when? On Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
He works,
not even a regular day.
It's 7 a.m. to 7 a.m., and I didn't tell him until about 8
a
o'clock.
A 24-hour shift.
Yeah.
He literally works 24 hours, and we wonder why people die on their way to the hospital.
Well, they sleep. They go to like bed at regular time. If they get a call, they wake up, they go.
Okay. So he's not just on shift 24 hours.
No.
Like some crank addict.
He's a firefighter, like firefighter EMT.
Oh, okay. That's just so perfect for you.
Why do you say that?
He just needs to be a prince as well.
Oh, my God. Stop.
He's a prince, firefighter, and rodeo rider.
Whatever. Can we not talk about this?
I'm weirded out. He didn't even swing by. Does he live remotely in the area?
Yeah.
How far?
20 miles.
I would have swung by. Not trying to get points.
He was at work.
Did he call you a lot? Did he text you a bunch?
Off, I guess, if you will, right now. So it's done. Like, whatever.
He sounds like you're big, Carrie.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
If you've learned anything from your precious Sex in the City, don't you need to fight for him? Or does Big get to pork around and then he comes back to you? And then he reveals his name is John.
What was the quote that I said to you earlier?
Oh, do me harder.
No.
Pull out, not on the pill.
If at first you don't succeed, try again, and then stop. There's no point in being a damn fool about it.
So who's being the damn fool, him or you? Him letting a vision of beauty like yourself go away? Or you for getting donged out like a million times and then discarded like a ho-ho wrapper?
That is so not how it went down. Thanks.
Really?
No.
Okay. Then who's the fool in the scenario? I'm curious when you say that.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one.
That really doesn't compute.
I know, but I have a concussion, so I have an excuse.
That's like saying, what a son of a bitch. And I'm like, who? You or him? And you're like, one of us? I'm not saying.
Oh, I know he listens to this, so can you not?
Okay. I just would have gone by or sent you flowers or something. Try to do something nice on the 15th. Was anything nice done on the 15th?
He had plans.
Really? Mm-hmm. 15th plans or 14th plans?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
That sounds like sex plans with another person.
No. I don't know. He told me what he was doing. It wasn't with anybody else that I knew of, so whatever. I have
really?
To trust that.
Was it like, this is my best guy friend, Sarah?
No. You're such a jerk. This is why girls go crazy. This right here is why. Because
girls
other guys
are crazy.
Stir things up. This is exactly
why
anything. It's off right now.
That's like Karen blaming Maury's wife for getting her all worked up when Henry's out till 3 in the morning or 7 in the morning or whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, whatever. You caught the reference. I'll give you credit. Henry was out banging around. He was screwing Janice Rossi.
So I should expect that every time he has plans, he's out screwing around.
I don't know. I don't know if he's got game like that. I would just... You made it sound like you knew it was female plans.
No. Not at all.
Okay.
He was working. He said he had to go to a bachelor party. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
We're not together.
I'll
we're
let
not
him slide
dating.
On that.
Like,
bachelor party is one of those like immovable feast type things.
Exactly. So whatever. I'm not sweating it. He can do what he wants to.
I think you're sweating it.
Nope.
I see perspiration in those pits, young lady.
Really?
Yeah, you're soaking through your little
really?
Paddington bear coat. You're saturated.
I am not. It's the shadows.
I was joking. There's nothing there. You dope. You fell right into it.
I hate you.
Wow. Your Valentine's Day, you spent in bed crippled?
I spent staring at the walls trying to get my head to stop spinning.
Hmm.
How about you? What did you do?
I went out with the family. Ever since my dad died, Will and I have had to like take out my mom or at least buy her cards and crap like that.
That's really cute.
So we did that, and my mom... We got family fighty on the way to the restaurant because we just do that. We can't be together. We're like three beta fish.
I know. I've
we'll
heard.
Just start attacking each other. So
I have
we
to text your brother, by the way, because he said the number's not getting through.
I don't know what to say. Maybe it's off the hook or.
Sorry, Will. I'm not going to text you back. He doesn't know why.
It's fine. It'll...
And no, he's not ignoring you.
10 minutes, the show's over. Yeah.
He just said you're all equally worthless from 19 to 46. I've dated plenty of older women. You're all equally worthless.
That's Will?
Yeah.
That's Will's enlightened
Thanks
view.
Thanks for keeping it real, Will.
He keeps it real. Yeah, we took her out. I ate chocolate. I'll be honest, as a man, I feel no pressure when alone on Valentine's. If anything, it's the one day of the year you don't want to be dating a woman.
Why?
Because you always feel you've screwed it up somehow.
How? How can you screw it up? Flowers and chocolates, so easy.
Because I...
Or dinner and flowers.
I always get the vibe that I didn't do enough. I do flowers, I do chocolate, I do a card. I'll do like a slow banging with like candles
any
and
woman
massage.
Who would make you feel like that.
No, they don't make you feel. Like, they can be like, this was fine. But I always perceive like I could have done more. And they're lying about it being fine.
Then do more.
And then they're bitching about, yeah, but it's never ending. Like, I could serenade her off the back of a pony. And I'd be like, it could have been two ponies.
I think you're a little hard on yourself.
I was a little off key.
You're a little hard on yourself.
It's just one of those things. I don't like being around for chicks' birthdays
so
and Valentine's Day. No, the few times I've been with a broad during Valentine's Day, I've done pretty well. Like, anyone I've been with during that crap has really liked what I've done. It's just, it feels like pressure. I don't like it.
You totally put that on yourself.
I guess I do, but it doesn't make it any less real. So I thank God anytime I'm single and Valentine's Day rolls around. Because then you just get to chicken hawk off. You're like most desperate friends. Like anyone who has a depressing Facebook status message,
you're
like, hey, want to go out and drink a ton of bourbon?
I think the best Valentine's Day I ever had was with Dylan. And he sent me flowers on the 13th. No, it was the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th.
See, more than I would have done. I wouldn't have thought 3 days of flowers. I'd be like, the 12th, this is nothing.
It was
the
13th
is just the day where I panic.
A big day. So he thought it'd be sweet. Mm. He just made it into like a big 3 day affair. It was very, very cute.
See, that's
but
tender.
I don't expect that of everybody. It was sweet that he did it. He ended up being crazy psycho, but whatever.
Don't they all?
Oh my
bitches
god,
bitches
no,
be
no,
crazy,
no.
Right?
No, 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 no. This guy, seriously, he had to be like when we were together. He had to be touching me like the whole time. He was over one weekend, and I went to take a shower, and he tried to get into the bathroom. I had to lock the door so I could have 5 minutes alone.
So you could drop a deuce in peace?
No, I was in the shower. Why do you have to take it there?
You never
done
that
in
the shower?
I am not your brother. Don't talk to me like I am your brother.
Pipes can handle it. Pipes are pipes.
I hate you.
All goes to the same place.
I was in the shower. Thank you very much.
You just turn around.
You're like a disgusting little nerdy younger brother.
Just make sure it doesn't hit the spigot.
I want to punch you in the face right now. Anyways, no.
You never bathed a dog and seen him do that?
You're making my head hurt.
No, I'm not. The concussion is.
No. Like the room's spinning.
I'm like
right
a warm breeze. Through your gray matter. I just make you feel good and relaxed.
No.
Look up. Look at me. So you got flowers for 3 days.
Yeah.
What did he do on the 14th, this magical Dylan who couldn't stop touching you?
Big, huge.
His only crime was he loved you too much.
He did. It was a little too much. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. I can't have... He was like a little beagle that wouldn't go away. He just whimpered.
Sniff your ass in public.
It's like, oh my God, stop it. Just give me 5 minutes alone.
Huh.
He was a bit much. But Valentine's Day was great.
Did he do anything bad? Did, like, loving you too much translate to beating you too much?
No, he did nothing bad.
Wow.
He was a really, really sweet guy. He was just too...
He's going to be that guy who's forever alone because he's too nice.
No, I think he's married now.
Really?
Yeah.
She hates him.
He found
she cheats
someone
on
who
him.
Wanted that. I can't handle that. I can't handle the, oh my God, the world revolves around you crap. I can't do it.
God forbid someone... not confirm your self-loathing and help you feel that you're a piece of crap.
No, it was too much. Too much all of the time.
I've had girls
if
come
I,
on too strong.
If I followed you around and we were at your house and I was you went into the kitchen to get a glass of water and I followed you and had to be touching your arm, you'd
see,
be
I don't do
out.
That, but sometimes if I'm not engaged in anything, I will follow because what am I going to do otherwise? Stare at the wall? Like
well,
if we weren't watching a movie?
And I get that. That's fine if you're in the middle of a conversation.
Because otherwise
you,
I'll just pop on my phone and then
around.
It's like, who are you texting?
Well, yeah.
That's the only thing I do to amuse myself.
You know what?
It's that or the pants are off.
I don't even mind when text messages come in. It's when you're hiding your phone from me. That's when I have a problem.
I have a legitimate excuse for that. I mean, I do hide it because other girls will text when I'm...
Right.
But
so they shouldn't be texting you.
I unlike other people, I'm able to claim I get business calls 24/7 and I really shouldn't be away from the phone whatsoever.
And that's fine, but you don't have to hide your phone business calls.
No, but if you take it in the crapper with you, like,
okay,
I can't tell
really?
You how many... Oh, I've missed so many jobs in the shower or taking a deuce or whatever.
How long does it take you to do that?
Like, I'm a quick crapper, but, like, someone can just call and be like, I'm locked out of my car, leave a voice message, you call back, and they're like, oh, I got someone else. Am I supposed to not wipe?
That's
I'm a
okay,
civilized
at 11
man.
O'clock at night,
Yeah,
your phone
I get them up till like 1 in the morning.
That's still whatever.
It's the best excuse ever.
Okay, but you're not all guys. Not
no,
all
no,
guys,
I'm like I'm
not
like 0.01%.
Yeah. Excuse.
So, no, it blows my mind. If I close my business, I won't be able to lie worth crap with my phone anymore. I don't know what I'll do. I'll have to put like a password lock on it.
Hey, I have an idea.
What?
Don't lie. Oh my God.
Someone's concussion is talking.
Oh my God. How hard is that?
Well, I wouldn't
just
want to lie.
Just get over the intention that you get from all of those other little hoes and stop it and be with the person you're with. Why is that so hard?
I would like to do that, like in a good functional relationship. I'm fine with that now. I'm 32, like in a week and a half or something.
You're going to be in a good functional relationship and you're still not going to give it up.
No, I
Most
will.
Most guys don't. We talked about this earlier. How many
I've learned to appreciate sex in hand more than like photos coming
in.
Yeah,
but are you going to tell those married women sending you pictures to stop?
You know what? You simply stop rewarding the behavior.
Bull.
And it tapers off.
But you're not going to stop. Are you going to stop rewarding
the behavior?
I don't want
to be rude. You can't just
be
like,
hey.
Oh, my
God. Are you kidding me?
I would tell them to knock it off.
I'm sorry, my wife. I can't be rude to these other hoes who are married who want to send
That's
me pictures
very
of their
mean.
Naked tits.
There are
I'm
other,
so sorry.
There are other women out there. They're just looking for attention.
You are what's wrong with every man in this planet.
No, I'm not going out there like cheating.
John!
Yes?
It's not right!
Well, I'm single right now. So
but no, we're talking when you're married. You're not going
to
tell
them to married,
stop.
No, I would if married. Good Lord.
I don't think you would.
I don't want a marriage
why
to end.
Why would it matter if you're married? Why does it matter when you're married? You know they're married right now.
Yeah.
And you're still accepting the pictures and you're
oh,
rewarding
wow.
the behavior.
It's so not my job to be the morality police
yes,
if somebody's married.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You tell them no.
Because they're married?
Yes.
I'm single as hell. I don't care. It's on
oh,
them.
Oh, my God. You are what's wrong with the fabric of society.
No, they are.
No, yes, you are. You encourage it.
That's like saying the murder's on the fault of the person being stabbed.
So you're
it's
being
the murderer.
Stabbed by those pictures of them naked. They're stabbing you
I'm
with those pictures.
I'm being stabbed with pleasure in a very nice place.
I quit you in this conversation. It is pointless.
Stop playing with your sex scarf.
It's not my sex scarf.
It is. The big pink scarf that they
that
use to wrap up your wrists
in
and
my
your throat.
Storage unit.
Wow, there's really a sex scarf.
There is.
Wow.
You got to tie them up with something.
Oh, I didn't know this side of you. Are you all dominant in bed? Is that your thing?
I'm not talking about this.
I've never had a girl want to get tied
up. Concussion makes
me
feel like I'm drunk. You got to stop.
I've never had a girl who was like, I want to be in control. They're all like, hey, I like the fact
you
take it. You
are missing out.
I don't know if I'd like being dominated.
Why? It's fun to change
like,
it up.
No, my whole life is like, I got no control. I want to be in control in one place. Where
oh,
I can put my manly muscles to work
See,
to show him who's boss.
This is one of those times when I'm not going there.
I guess, yeah, because you go with the G.I. Joe type who's like, oh, I'm all big and powerful in real life. Like, you get your hands on them, they're probably like tie me up and pee in my mouth and stuff like
Ew,
that.
Ew, no. I would never.
A little yellow discipline.
That's disgusting. No. I would never. That is where I draw the line.
Really?
No.
Even your husband of
Absolutely
5 years
not.
Gets in the shower.
No.
He's like, how about a little
that
on the leg?
That is disgusting.
Pretend a jellyfish
no.
got me?
That's disgusting.
Okay.
No. Absolutely
right.
not.
Earlier you were talking about crapping in the shower. Now you won't even pee in it?
You were talking about that.
That's
not
the concussion.
Me. Let's get that clear.
That's the concussion.
Nope. Sorry. I remember that part.
You said, and
I might
quote,
forget what I
I've
was just
crapped in the bathtub
do, but...
like a dog getting a bath.
The recording better take of this, so I have proof.
Lost forever.
How
Only
convenient.
Those live know
How
your
convenient.
Secret.
Whatever.
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry your Valentine's turned out so poorly. I would have expected like
it wasn't that
candy
bad.
And flowers.
Oh,
and
I did get candy and flowers.
From
Don't worry about that.
From EMT?
Don't worry about that.
Ooh.
No, not from EMT.
From your brothers?
Nope. Don't worry about that, John.
Oh, someone that you make sex to?
No.
Someone you're
I'm
maybe
not,
going to make
I'm
sex
not
to. Was it Will?
This.
Was Will considered?
No, Will told me he was going to bring me flowers, though.
Really?
He did. He lied. I'm so sad.
I watched you buy things at 7-Eleven. That's almost romantic.
He watched me buy a protein shake today. That's romantic?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Because I didn't smack it out of your hands and go, aren't you getting a little chunky, bitch?
Did you seriously just say that?
No. Did for comedic effect, maybe.
You're a jerk.
What?
My head hurts.
It's fine. We'll be out of here soon. It's 3:50. We got through another.
I know. We did. We survived.
In fact, my least favorite part of the show is coming up where I have to put on these broke-ass headphones.
Why do you have to put them on?
Because I have to hear the balance of where the outro music is.
Oh.
I'm not looking forward to that. There, I turned on the iPod channel. Soon we'll listen to that, and then we're gone. There's so much we didn't get to talk about.
Gone like the wind. What else are we going to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the latest popular show that's creating waves with all the kids that I'm on top of. Entourage.
We can talk about Entourage next time.
I wanted to talk about Vince and E.
We need to do a Papa's Basement After Dark.
Turtle. We can do them all the time.
After Dark.
Okay, we'll do them during the week.
Pick a day and make it like permanent
it can
so
be,
I can plan.
No, it's flexible.
I've got a lot of stuff to do.
It's flexible. It's Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
I'm a busy girl, dude.
I don't know when the Asians here book the dates. Like sometimes the studio's booked weeks in advance, the other one. So well, I really can't plan it too far.
Book a few and let me know so I can plan.
See, I think it's kinder to let you say, hey, this date, and then I plan for that.
But I don't know that I'm free usually until that night, and by then the studio's booked.
Fine.
And I can't.
This is the
like,
most boring part of the show.
I know.
We really.
We'll make it worth it when
we
they hear
Papa's
Basement After Dark.
It looked like it was
dark.
Over the fences, and then it just wheeled right back into the left fielder's glove. All right, let's wrap this one up.
Okay.
Let me lean over, very subtle.
Very
nothing
slowly.
Like being the host and the board up. No,
you need to learn more about your board, my friend.
What do you mean?
Because I couldn't believe you couldn't answer that question.
What question?
That your friend asked.
Oh, what type of board this is? I have no idea. It's a radio board.
It's a Wheatstone.
It's a Wheatstone
E1
control surface.
Yep.
I don't know what the model is.
It's 12-track.
Okay, yeah. 12-channel, 12-track, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's got a little touchscreen on it. A little mouse pad.
Way to impress the techies, John.
I don't... It's a radio thing. It makes my voice come out. That's what I need to know about it. I know how to operate it well. Do I need to know how to make a guitar to play it? Did you build the Mustang that takes you around?
Huh?
Okay. You're out of it. Veronica, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Even though you are infirm and getting older by the day. I love you.
If daggers could kill...
If daggers could kill? You mean if looks?
Or if looks
daggers can kill with great ease.
I need a dagger. A bedazzled dagger to cut your heart out.
You want to get a hold of Veronica Johnson. You do that by visiting facebook.com/papasbasement. You can stalk her from there. She posts all over the place. It isn't too hard to figure out which Veronica Johnson it is. She's white. She's the one white Veronica Johnson on this earth.
Yep.
Sorry, it's a black last name.
Yep. Okay. No, it's not.
You've checked out. Oh, I've got you.
I'm sorry.
Got you. I called you black, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute.
Because people tell me I have a black name all the time.
Oh, really?
Both of my roommates in college, they're like, not that it matters, and not to offend you or anything, but are you black? And I was like, no, I'm a white Irish girl.
Is it your middle name of L'QUANDA?
Huh?
That raises eyebrows. Laquanda. Veronica
or
Laquanda Johnson.
Lynn. You know.
Is it L'?
No,
I-N-E.
It's not.
Is that how your people spell it?
My Irish and Polish people?
Mm-hmm. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want to get a hold of me individually, the easiest ways are in Papa's Basement @gmail.com for the email. You got at Papa's Basement on Twitter. And the show's website, inpapasbasement.com, hosts my writing. It's got a new episode every Monday and every Thursday of the show. And, you know, there's iTunes subscription links up there. And I believe a bunch of YouTube clips that are highlights from each week's episode that Brenda Bren, at Brenda Bren on Twitter, cuts for us. If she would get off her ass and send me more of those to do. What? I'm calling her out. She'll hear it. She'll respond. All right. You're out of here, Veronica.
I've checked out. I'm sorry. Bye. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.